A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The Word of the Lord. I love a good mystery. My favorite author is Agatha Christie, and my hero, Hercule Poirot. I've read every one of her mysteries. And I suppose the reason that the Holy Spirit intrigues me is that he is such a mystery. From the time I was a child, I could picture the Father, an old gray-bearded man. Later on, I had a chance to see the original creator of Michelangelo. The Son, well, there were many images of him, many pictures, so I could see them. But the Holy Spirit, well, all you ever saw of the Holy Spirit was a bird, a dove. And even as a child, I knew that the dove, or at least the pigeons we had around, were pretty dumb birds, not nearly as intelligent as the crows, for instance. Later, though, I learned that the Holy Spirit really meant the breath of God. The breath of God hovering over creation, bringing creation into being from the Father's plan, hovering over Mary, to bring God's Son into being a human being, and hovering over the disciples and the tongues of fire to bring the church, God's third presence in the world, into being. And so I've come to understand the Holy Spirit is the one who brings God into the world, through creation, through redemption of that creation, and through the continuing work of the church. It is the Holy Spirit who continues to bring God into the world. But how does this take place? Well, through the church. And that means through us. We are baptized and confirmed in the name of Jesus, yes, but in the Holy Spirit. And it is his gifts that are given to us in these sacraments. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. But the Holy Spirit is made present in our acts, in every Christian's acts. We do the work of the Holy Spirit in our world, in every act of love. That's what wisdom is all about. bringing love into the world. And every time we tell others of our understanding of God's love, helping them to come to understand, every time we live prudently in the world, every time we courageously proclaim and defend our faith before others, every time we struggle to know what God wants for us in our world, whenever we worship and pray for ourselves and with others, whenever we show respect for God in our innermost lives and before others and in our words and actions. As the Holy Spirit breathed, the world came to be. As the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and salvation came to fallen creation, so the Holy Spirit acts today through the lives of the followers of Jesus, who allow themselves to be moved by the Holy Spirit's gifts in their daily lives. Lord, help us live the gifts you continue to give us.